Task 2. Sign language is a kind of communication which uses the movement of hands, body, face and hands instead of spoken words to make communication possible for those who can't hear or speak. It shouldn't be confused with body language, which is actually a kind of non-linguistic communication. Some people think that sign language is the same in all countries. However, this is not the case. There are different types of sign languages in the world, and they all operate their own special codes. In the UK, sign language is not the same as in other English-speaking countries. While using sign language, one shouldn't forget about mouthing words. It's of great importance to use hand and body movements together with mouthing the word, because deaf people often take advantage of lip reading, which they are good at. Groups of deaf people have used sign language throughout history. One of the earliest reports of using sign language is dated the 5th century BC. Sign languages of different places usually don't have any linguistic relation to the spoken languages typical for the same area. While the Americans use English as their dominant language and Spanish as the second most popular one, the sign language which is spread in the USA is derived from the French version of sign language. Those who live in Spain use a sign language which differs greatly from that used in Mexico, though the spoken languages in these countries are very much alike. For such international events as the Deaflympics and meetings of the World Federation of the Deaf, international sign language, also known as gestuno, is in help. Some studies claim it's a kind of pidgin language, though it's been proved that it's much more complicated than a typical pidgin.